Welcome. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Haydn, Otmar Liebert, the two cellos, and yes, of course, some oboe music. And we're going to start the program with some intrigue. Now, this is something one could say of our first composer, thought to be implicit in the death of his contemporary, speaking about Mozart, due to perceived jealousy. In reality, actually, Salieri was a pivotal figure in the development of 18th century opera and a formidable teacher to future generations. And although the rivalry was made infamous in the 1984 movie Amadeus, made for a great movie, it is kind of largely fictitious. Salieri did, however, write a respectable body of memorable music, which actually took sort of a resurgence in the 20th century. And we're going to hear a selection from his Playful Concerto for flute and oboe. Here is the opening allegro.
Thank you.
What a flirtatious and triumphant beginning to a program. That was the opening allegro from Salieri's Concerto for Flute and Oboe, and a wicked performance by Orle Nicolet on flute and Heinz Alliger on the oboe. They were joined by the members of the Bamberg Symphony Orchestra. We're going to continue now, switch it up just a little bit, with five-time Grammy nominee with over 25 albums under his belt, as well as being ordained as a Zen monk. I'm speaking of Otmar Liebert, and his music and philosophies have actually reached a huge audience. His debut CD became actually one of the best-selling guitar albums of all time. So we're going to take a listen from his studio recording of In Amore, Summer Flamenco. Here is ballad number 4.
Thank you.
Well, if that didn't get you going, I'm not really sure what will. That was the incredible guitar technique of Otmar Liebert, and that was Ballad No. 4, Santana. And you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time. Yes, it's the requisite and looked forward to time of the program. Well, at least for me, it is oboe music time. And today we're going to celebrate the music of Joseph Fiala. Now, he was an accomplished oboist himself, born in Bohemia, and went on to serve in the court of the Elector Maximum Joseph. He then, while there, made an impression on none other than Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, who helped Fiala secure a position in none other than the Elector's court. His journeys took him to Vienna and St. Petersburg, and he eventually also worked in the court of St. Catherine the Great and wrote some beautiful music along the way. And we're going to celebrate some of that today. We're going to take a listen to the opening movement, the Allegro Assai, from his concerto in B-flat. Here is Ingo Goritzky and the Polish Chamber Philharmonic. Thank you. I really cannot follow a cadenza like that. Was that brilliant or what? Some great oboe music today on the show. That was Ingo Goritzki, and he was joined by the Polish Chamber Philharmonic, and that was the opening allegro from Friala's Oboe Concerto in B-flat. And you are listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Now, in the past year, I came across an amazing crossover disc. I'm speaking about, it's called Intuition, and it's by the two cellos, Stjepan Hauser and Luka Sulic. It's kind of a cross between hardcore rock and some classical hits, but this CD definitely shows off the talents of these young, incredibly gifted performers. And they're in good company with the likes of Elton John, Steve Vai, and Zucchero. But I'm going to be self-indulgent today and begin with my favorite track off the album, and it's called Benedictus. It features Tom Snyder and the legendary producer Bob Ezrin. Here are the two cellos.
Thank you.
It's like breaths of life. Such a stunning and beautiful performance. I could hear that again. Well, I can recue it up if you'd like me to. That was the two cellos and Benedictus from their CD called Intuition. You're listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And I can't think of a better person to follow such a stunning performance than the incomparable voice of Nina Simone. Here she is from the disc, A Single Woman.
A few more lonesome cities that I'd like to see, while the wine of wanderlust is still inside of me. There's a few more handsome men that I'd like to know, just a few more handsome men is down the road I go. Maybe when I've seen it all, seen all there is.
eyes to see. I'll find out I still cannot run away from me. Just as long as trains keep running, restless woman I'll be. And there's a few more lonesome cities that I'd like to see.
You cannot beat the voice of Nina Simone. Those were two selections that we heard, Lonesome Cities and A Single Woman. And it's off of the disc, A Single Woman. And I definitely highly recommend it. It's quite incredible. And we're going to move on a little bit to switch it up and go back to some people that I guess were born a little bit before she was. We're going back to Haydn. He's actually thought of to have written over 83 string quartets throughout his career, and they are some of the most beautiful works. We're going to hear a taste from his quartet, number 23 in F minor. This is one of the Sun Quartets, and it's a beautiful performance by the Kadai Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you.
What an amazing performance and a lovely disc. It's all of Haydn's string quartets, Opus 20, the Sun Quartets. And we just had a little sampling. We heard the Minuet and the Adagio, a performance by the Kadai Quartet. You have been listening to Classical Chaos, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite, and I thank you for joining me. Till next time.